More than 23,000 people who applied at UW campuses, technical and private colleges in Wisconsin in the 2009-2010 school year couldn't contribute their own money to their tuition. That's a 25% increase from the year before. In his 19 years as president of the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities, Rolfo Genke says he's never seen anything like it.
It's huge. The growth is unprecedented. They can't afford to put any of their own money in because they don't have any money.
But Genke is worried that this will put Wisconsin at a disadvantage in what he calls the knowledge economy.
Because our best and brightest, these are college material. They're people who have been admitted, but with this recession, I don't want to call it a great recession, there's nothing great about it. Whatever the reason is, we have students and their families with greater need than ever before.
The number of UW undergraduate students who can't contribute to their college expenses increased 72% since the 2008 recession hit. Mark Nook is the senior vice president of academic affairs in the UW system. He says this means more students have to work their way through college or can't get into higher education at all.
It's the families that have kids ready to go to college that are now finding themselves either with loss of jobs and being unemployed or having their wages held constant for the last 3 or 4 years.
Families of more than 25,000 UW undergrads weren't able to contribute to their tuition last year. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.